Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
And a blessed Lord's Day to all of you as we gather here this day to receive the gifts of our Lord through forgiveness, life, and salvation. As we gather this morning, please do read the bulletin for a number of announcements. One I would bring to your attention is if you purchased an Easter lily, they are currently over in the kitchen there on the counter, so you can pick those up today. There's a couple of other things to make note of, so please do read those, especially as it regards some of the upcoming events that we're going to be having over the next couple of Sundays. As we gather this, the fourth Sunday of Easter, before we sing our opening hymn, let us greet each other in peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Beloved of the Lord,
let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness.
Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner,
confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ,
upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you all. And in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Make a joyful shout to God, all the earth, alleluia. Sing out the honor of his name, make his praise glorious, alleluia. The Let us pray. Almighty God, you show those in error the light of faithfulness to all who are admitted into the fellowship of Christ's church, that they may avoid whatever is contrary to their confession and follow all such things as are pleasing to you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Old Testament reading for the fourth Sunday of Easter is written in the prophet Isaiah chapter 40. To whom, then, will you compare me, that I should be like him, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see. Who created these? He who brings out their hosts by number, calling them all by name, by the greatness of his might, and because he is strong in power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This is the word of the Lord. Our second reading is written in 1 Peter chapter 2. Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh, which wage war against your soul. Keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation. Be subject, for the Lord's sake, to every human institution, whether it be to the emperor as supreme, or to governors as sent by him to punish those who do evil and to praise those who do good. For this is the will of God, that by doing good you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish people. Live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as servants of God. Honor everyone. Love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the emperor. Servants, be subject to your masters with all respect, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the unjust. For this is a gracious thing, when, mindful of God, one endures sorrows while suffering unjustly. For what credit is it if, when you sin and are beaten for it, you endure? But if, when you do good and suffer for it, you endure, this is a gracious thing in the sight of God. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 16th chapter. Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said, "A little while, and you will see me no longer, and again a little while, and you will see me." So some of his disciples said to one another, "What is this that he says to us? A little while you will see me, and you will not see me, and again a little while, and you will see me, and because I am going to the Father." So they were saying, "What does he mean by a little while? We do not know what he is talking about." Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, "Is this what you are asking yourselves, what I meant by saying, 'A little while, and you will not see me, and again a little while, and you will see me?' Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy. When a woman is giving birth, she has sorrow because her hour has come. But when she has delivered the baby, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world. So also you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you." This is the gospel of our Lord. I believe
Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To untangle the riddle of Jesus' words in the gospel lesson from St. John, you have to be on the Easter side of the cross. This is why the disciples of Jesus were confused by his words when he said to them, "A little while, and you will see me no longer, and again a little while, and you will see me." But for us, hearing this text makes perfect sense because we are, in fact, on the Easter side of the cross. We have the whole context of these words that Jesus speaks. They are from a part of Jesus' farewell address to his disciples on Holy Thursday, just days before his imminent death on the cross and his resurrection on Easter morning. So you can well imagine that for the disciples, the words of Jesus that he was speaking were just not adding up to them. Of course, we know that it was some time later that the disciples came to understand these words that Jesus had spoken to them. But it took the work of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost for them to be guided into all truth. Nonetheless, Jesus speaks these words on Thursday to prepare them for his death. It would indeed be a difficult time for them. Jesus had told them on many occasions that this day was coming. But the crucifixion, seeing Jesus hang on the wood of the cross, would shake his disciples to their absolute core. For this was not just the death of a man or of a friend, but a death of the one who had taught with authority that had never been heard before. This was one who had healed diseases, who had expelled demons, who had cleansed lepers, who had forgiven sins, who had raised the dead, and whom Peter had confessed as the Christ, the Son of the living God. To see this Jesus die would be far more than the grief of death. As you and I know, no matter how prepared we might be for the death of someone we love, the extent of that preparation can never adequately get us to the finality that death delivers. And what is death but the intrusion of sin into our life? Death is sin that is made visible. For as St. Paul reminds us in Romans chapter 6, the wages of sin is death. This is what God had warned Adam regarding eating from the tree. But Adam's disobedience thus introduced this intrusion called death into the life that God had given. So because of the fall of mankind into death, into sin, death is our reality. Jesus was preparing the disciples for this reality. He was preparing them for his own death, one that he knew was coming. Jesus had an appointment with death because it was for this very reason that he came into this earthly life. Through this one man's sacrifice would come an overturning of death. We just sang this very point in the Alleluia verse before the gospel. The Lord has sent redemption to his people. It was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead and enter into his glory. And so it was that Jesus was not just preparing his disciples for his death, but he was also preparing his disciples for what was to come after his death, namely his resurrection. And so he uses an illustration. He says this, "A woman gives birth to a child, giving life to another. And in that, there is pain and anguish of division, of separation. But then comes the joy of life. So too will it be with Jesus. The pain and the anguish of the division and separation of Good Friday will give way to the joy and life of Easter. Jesus will be the firstborn from the dead, that from his life we receive the gift of life. For life is only from life. And so from Jesus' life comes our life. And no ordinary life, but a life that will never end. This too is true for us. There is often pain and anguish and division that separates us from our loved ones. But it will one day be replaced with the joy and the life that is eternal. But Jesus must first go away and be seen no more. There will be the pain and anguish, the division, the separation of the cross, but then they will see him again in the life and the joy of the resurrection. And while the first will seem too much to bear, it is the second that will bring a joy even greater. Why do we remember Good Friday but one time a year? But we celebrate Easter for 50 because of this. Death will have its day. It will have it for all of us. But the life we receive from Jesus will last forever. And that's really what we need to learn. All people should learn. We need to learn how to live. We need to learn how to live this life, not in a material way. We need to learn how to live a new life, the life of Christ, to stop attaching ourselves to the things of this world that are temporary, to stop looking for life in things that die. We need to learn how to be born anew each day into the life of Christ. To realize that baptized into Christ, you are no longer common, but are clean. You may look common, you may look average, you may look like everyone else out there in the world, working for a living and trying your best. But having been baptized into Christ, you are not common. You are a child of God, a treasured child, a loved child. No matter who you were, or what you were, now you are different. For the Holy Spirit fell on you in the waters of baptism. Your sins were forgiven in those waters. Your sins were forgiven, and you were given a new life. This is to live on the Easter side of the cross. For those in Christ,
live in this life. They live in the life of forgiveness, not of grudges or anger. They live the life of love, not of hatred and revenge. The life of joy and peace, not a life of worry and anxiety. Your life in Christ is because the life of Christ, his death and his resurrection, is given to you. It is given by the Holy Spirit, whom Jesus has promised to send. These are not just empty words, but they are words filled with the Spirit and life. And so when it is declared to you, "I forgive you all of your sins," the Spirit gives you what those words say.
And when it is declared to you to take, eat, this is my body, take, drink, this is my blood, the Holy Spirit gives you what those words say, and flows from it the forgiveness, life, and salvation of Jesus that are now yours. Indeed, you are filled with Him. He is alive in you, that your sorrow may be turned to joy, a joy that no one can take away from you. Jesus has turned the page to a new life. On the cross, He said it was done, and indeed it is. And His words are trustworthy and true. Jesus has conquered death. And He gives this to you, that you are sons and daughters of the one true living God. Jesus' death is our death, for He died for our sins, and now His life is our life. He has made all things new. So thanks be to God that He has made this for you, that you can trust in the hope and the promise of this new life that is yours in Christ Jesus. Because indeed, He has forgiven you. And that is joy, to be forgiven by the true living God. And this is accomplished by His death and His resurrection. So we rejoice this day and say, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Thanks be to God in the name of Jesus. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
We continue with the prayers of the church. This morning in our prayers, we remember the family of Sarah Wiedemeyer as she mourns the death of her brother Paul. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, through your divine mercy and goodness, you gave to us your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to be the propitiation for our sins, thereby delivering us from the power of death, the devil, and eternity. On the third day, Jesus did rise from the dead, and they did bring forth righteousness, innocence, and eternal life. We pray that you grant us grace, that by the working of your Holy Spirit in us, we may take deep-felt joy and comfort in Christ's holy death and resurrection, and that by ourselves, and that by that, we ourselves overcome all fear of death. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, continue to give your church faithful pastors to speak your word and administer your sacrament. Grant that we may be kept in this faith. Teach it to our children and to do the good works that show forth our identity as your own people. Count us righteous in Christ, having been joined with his death and resurrection in holy baptism. Make us bold in heart this Easter time, that we may speak freely of the joy of the resurrection that leads to eternal life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, give wisdom to our president, our governor, and all those elected or appointed to serve our government in this nation, state, and community. Prosper the labor of those who work to bring peace and justice to all places of this world. Protect and defend those who protect and defend us, especially our police and emergency workers, and those who serve us in the armed forces. We remember Todd, Angela, Jacob, Madison, and Kyle. We pray that they and all who serve may do so with honor and integrity, that we may lead quiet and peaceable lives in all godliness and honesty. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, it is your joy to give life, and we give you thanks for the gift of human life. We pray that you would look favorably upon expectant mothers. We remember especially Katie. Grant that throughout her time of pregnancy, that mother and child may be kept safe from harm and danger, and that you may be glorified in the giving of life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, teach us to number our days, even as we count the years of life upon earth. Bless those who celebrate birthdays this week. We remember especially Cody. Strengthen his trust in your goodness, and bless him with your abiding love all the days of his life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, you have been gracious in giving the gift of marriage. We especially remember Roger and Brenda, who celebrate this gift of marriage this week. Assist them always by your grace, that with true fidelity and steadfast love, they may ever honor and keep their promises, grow in love for you and love for each other, through every joy and sorrow we share. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, you have founded your promises in the crucified and risen flesh of Jesus Christ. Fortify those who suffer in the body and soul through sickness, loneliness, adversity, and trouble. We especially remember our homebound and shut-ins, Joanne, Aldine, June, Janine, Jeanette, Audrey, Deb, Benny, Lenora, and Logan. So also we pray for those who have asked for our prayers. Remember Isabel, Stacy, Doreen, Nick, Ryan, Hannah, Jason, Lane, Karen, Lana, April, Tammy, Pastor Brad Martell, and Janine. Heal and sustain them according to your good and gracious will, and deliver them to everlasting life in Christ. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, we pray that you would be with Gloria and Bryce, who will undergo surgery this week. We pray that you would be with the doctors and the nurses and the medical team that attends to them, that through this surgery, you may bring healing to their bodies, and in that be glorified. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Holy and righteous God, it has pleased you to call from this life, called by temporal death. Let us learn from this death that we too
in order that we may prepare for its time by repentance, a living faith. We pray that you would comfort all of those who are in grief over this death, and be and remain to the bereaved their father, provider, guardian, helper, and support. Do not forsake them, and do not withdraw your hand from them, but let them abundantly experience your goodness, grace, love, and help. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, though we are unworthy of a place at the table of our Lord, you have bid us to come and eat of his flesh and blood. Give to us faith, that we may come in repentance to receive this blessed food of everlasting life. Awaken our hearts, remove from us all foreign thoughts, increase our hope, kindle our affections, cleanse us from all purity of sin, and sanctify us for it, that we may approach your table in cheerful confidence, and with a pure mouth, holy heart, and heartfelt desire, partaking to the blessing, life, and salvation of our soul. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
All these things and whatever else you know that we need, we pray that you would grant to us, dear Father, for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Thank you.
body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to keep you strong and steadfast, both body and soul, until life everlasting. Depart in His peace.
Amen.
Thank you.
wounds out of your mercy. You would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you, and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Lift up his countenance upon you and give you